gas below $3 a gallon. You're hearing predictions about that for an average price by Christmas. And thanks to an email I received, it's actually available in the near area here in the Great Lakes Bay region. 6:22 is the time on WSGW with Charlie and Denise and Pat, your morning team. Yeah, so first of all, I mean, you're hearing the stories that were starting to pop yesterday, and a lot of the quotes were coming from our favorite man to quote, Patrick DeHaan from Gas Buddy, the head of petroleum analysis, who says, on average across the country, and again, when we talk about averages in the entire country, it's
an average.
You got to factor in California where the price of gas is like $7 a gallon or something.
Still up there. It's hoped that by Christmas it would fall on an average below $3 by Christmas. So you say, well, why? He attributes the falling prices to heavy selling pressure as China is seeing the protests for its zero COVID policies. That's an amazing story there in its own, some of those protests
going on.
There are U.S. demands that are coming under seasonal pressure with temperatures cooling off, and Americans are doing more online shopping than driving. So the seasonal demands are lower, as they usually are at this time of year. So those are just a couple of reasons. But I got an email from Bob, who was traveling through Bridgeport, and I checked Gas Buddy, and I've got three stations showing him in Bridgeport below $3 a gallon, a couple of 295s and a 298.
Yeah.
And road trip still, to Bridgeport, everybody.
It's still 386 here in Saginaw, so it's quite a jump.
I've seen 369.
Okay, so you saw
my way
that
out here. So
all right,
places on my drive, not out here, but on my drive out.
Still,
there.
From what we're seeing, but
yes,
at least in the proximity of the Great Lakes Bay region, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah,
I was surprised. I'm like, really? Now, yeah, there it is. And those were reported through Gas Buddy as of yesterday. Let me see. 4 p.m. yesterday, 5 p.m. yesterday, and the other one was reported in at 12 a.m. this morning.
So might be worth a trip down to Bridgeport just to get gas.
Might be. I mean, do you have any plans? Do you have to be traveling south? Maybe, you know, it's right off of I-75, too, by the way. Of course, right along the Dixie Highway, so... thanks to Bob's heads up on that. And we know that other listeners, you might be experiencing some of the same low gas prices, or maybe you're going, as Denise and Pat, you just mentioned, why is it 386? Why is it still 369?
Yeah.
Because it varies.
Right.
That's true.
All I can say.
I know I had a phone call the other day, a voicemail. Somebody said, you need to check into collusion.
Well,
price gouging in Saginaw.
I did talk to Art yesterday on his show, and I said, wow, it's just an amazing coincidence that prices are going down right after the election.
Sure. It seems like they should have gone down right before, but
it's just amazing how that works out. Art then said, well, they are worldwide prices. I said, well, yes, of course. I know. But I'm going to stick to my conspiracy theory. They'll prove it wrong.
I will continue to say.
We can make up anything we want during this part of it, but when we do the news, it's got to be stick to the facts.
Exactly right. When it comes to the news.
Stick to the facts.
I understand.
If there ever would be the attorney general, though, that could ever prove the collusion. There have been cases of price gouging.
Oh, there's been many
cases. But,
sure.
But a collusion.
Right.
If they would be the star attorney general, if they could ever prove that going on.
Sure.